According to the Cambridge Evening News last night, the Strategic Rail Authority has said there's no case for reopening the line and will be supporting the guided bus scheme. This must be bad news for Tim Phillips, the chairman of the Cast Iron campaign. Tim, good morning to you. Tim, good morning. Hi, Tim.
Hello, I'm there now.
Oh, hi there. You must be very, very disappointed about this.
Not in the slightest. It's such a non-news story. I'm amazed it's come up, which is something we knew perfectly well over a year ago, or about a year ago, and it's just not a story.
Why isn't it a story? They're saying they're going to support the guided bus scheme, though.
Well, as I say, they've been saying that for about a year, but the guided bus scheme has got to prove itself. Excuse me. The SRA... we are disappointed with the SRA, of course. They are the Strategic Rail Authority, and they're ignoring a strategic opportunity to reopen part of the railway system, and they're not really asserting their authority. But that's not the issue. The point is that we've known this for a year, and that therefore all of Cast Iron's plans have been predicated on the basis of not requiring the SRA in exactly the same way as the Heathrow Express link was built, four railways in Scotland, two railways in Wales, and other schemes around the country. And incidentally, it's part of the reason why Cast Iron, when we put our submission to the Transport Select Committee in, I think that was in October, or maybe in early this year, the Transport Select Committee has said that the role of the SRA will probably have to be slimmed down and may even be abolished. It's precisely that sort of evidence that means that the SRA may not have the influence that that people think it has now.
Do you feel, though, with them giving the... I mean, I know you say they might be abolished, but with them giving the backing to the guided bus, that your campaigning has been a waste of time?
Absolutely not. The issue at the moment is not whether or not a railway line can be reopened, it's whether or not the guided bus is suitable for Cambridgeshire, and demonstrably is not. All the statistics that have been gathered by anybody other than the guided bus team, and the huge public unpopularity of the scheme means it's a bit of a non-starter. Let's get this straight. This story has been peddled out by the guided bus team because of the massive amount of publicity it's receiving against the guided bus at the moment, and the fact that it won't work and its statistics don't hold water and so on and so forth. We'll probably see a series of these sorts of items coming up in the next few weeks or months, certainly weeks in the run-up to the public inquiry. And so, obviously, we've just got to tackle each one head-on. The ultimate arbiter is the public inquiry, and on the assumption that the inspector is independent, the guided bus won't go ahead.
Tim, you're sounding very upbeat, but really, isn't this going to give the guided bus scheme a major advantage? I mean, they have a lot of advantages anyway, but this is just another one, if you like, which tips the scales even more against you, however positive and how, you know, however much you believe in what you're talking about.
Well, never doubt the extent to which a large body of people or a large group of people can be convinced of something that just isn't going to work. I mean, that's the nature of government to a certain extent, and all the greatest things that have ever happened in the world have been achieved by small groups of determined, knowledgeable and skilled people getting on with their job. As I say, we've known this for a year, so therefore it's a non-story. We haven't actually been working on the premise that we were waiting for SRA approval in the first place. We have had meetings with other railway organisations, railway operators. We've got more meetings coming up in the next few weeks with railway operators. And the whole point is that at Cast Iron's plans are predicated on the fact that we don't require the SRA. We'd be operating, certainly in the initial stages, as a private railway in exactly the same way as the Heathrow Express system does, simply paying track access charges from the Science Park to Cambridge Station.
I think it's fair to say that you have won the public argument, but you haven't won the authorities that matter at this stage. You haven't really and truly won the battles with the decision makers. So what is your next course of action? I mean, the public, yes, think it's a good idea, but that's not enough, as we know in this country.
Well, that's arguably true. The situation with the railway is that we don't have to worry about that to that extent at the moment. It's whether or not the guided bus will work. And the analogy is this. You're walking home down the high street, and the side road that leads to your home, there's a fire in it. Now, you may not know the actual route, the alternative route to your home, but whatever happens, you don't go down the road with the fire in it. And if we go on the guided bus, that's what's going to happen, and people are going to get fingers burnt very severely indeed. The final arbiter at the moment is the public inquiry. And as I say, if the inspector is truly independent, and if you look at our evidence, anybody wants to visit our website, www.castiron.org.uk, you will see our initial analysis of the guided bus's claims. And although we've had criticism that that analysis is not truly independent, it has been put together by a group of people, including non-Cast Iron people. And the point about our analysis is all it does is surveys and analyses figures that are already in the public domain from the guided bus team and from the Chum study, and it shows that they're methodology does not stack up.
Tim, as ever, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.